WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Police Department's request to contract with one towing company to handle calls when vehicle owners don't have a preference was withdrawn following this week's city council meeting.
Police Chief Eric Buskey says he's not comfortable endorsing some of the 16 companies on a rotation system that own 32 wrecker services and 13 storage yards, which are all inspected and monitored by the police department.
We think that a single source would have a higher incentive to provide superior service because they want to maintain their bid and their right to do business with us. We think there's less incentive for rotation companies because they know, yeah, they might get suspended, but they'll be right back on the list when that suspension's done.
Paul Madison among the council members telling the chief to tweak the current rule so the majority of wrecker operators would not be put out of business.
Work within the confines of those wrecker services that really and truly want to do a good job for the city and the public.
But Ann Horton says Buskey's request was no different than city contracts for other services.
You know, I think of landscaping or maybe some cleaning services or something like that.
Last year, the police department suspended four companies from the wrecker rotation list, one of them twice. And during the last 3 years, police had 8 incidents where tow truck drivers or storage lot owners were arrested or issued citations or warned for infractions, ranging from DWI to having no driver's license. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The start of Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk's final term includes choosing a new chief deputy.
At the end of my fourth term and going into my fifth term as sheriff, I decided that I needed to look at the philosophies of the way we manage the office, and I made the decision not to reappoint Mike Wilson as my chief deputy.
Kirk says he's in an exploratory mode to fill the vacancy, which will not be posted publicly.
I'm looking for a particular, the right individual for it, and I will continue my search till I found the right person. It's certainly my prerogative as the elected sheriff to decide how to fill that position and appoint the right person.
Kirk says Wilson left in good standing, and during the interim, the department's lieutenants will report directly to the sheriff. A Caldwell teenager has died following a two-vehicle crash that last weekend near Lyons. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a car driven by 16-year-old Christopher Schultz went across the center line and was struck by an oncoming pickup.
When he attempted to steer back on the roadway, he overcompensated and the backhand start coming around. He was actually struck kind of from the rear passenger side with the front part of Unit 2, and it spun off the roadway. Never overturned. It just spun off the roadway after being impacted.
Schultz died in a Houston hospital. The driver and one passenger in the truck sustained non-serious injuries. The crash last Saturday night was on FM 60, less than a mile from Highway 36. Last week, Speaker John Boehner and the House received criticism because it appeared they weren't going to take any action on relief for Hurricane Sandy victims. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he supports the speaker in his attempt to take things slowly because the request was full of pork, including money that wouldn't be spent for 5 years.
They were trying to jam it through real quickly before anybody had a chance to look at it. And the speaker, I think, was trying to do the right thing and be deliberative by going through and peeling out what money do they actually have to have now versus what money can we look at through the future appropriation cycle. And given the crud that was in that bill, and I'm being nice when I say crud, I think it took a little longer than he expected, so he delayed consideration, and then that caused some people to freak out.
Flores says the rest of the bill will be put on the floor on January 15th, although he wishes they would have looked at something other than increasing funding for the flood insurance program and perhaps given a bit more money to FEMA. It's time again to sign up for the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce's Economic Outlook Conference. Julie Geldard says on Wednesday, January 23rd, they will have 3 different panel sessions and a keynote speaker at the College Station Hilton.
Session 1 is representatives from the City of Bryan, City of College Station, and the Research Valley Partnership. Session 2 is representatives from the Med, St. Joseph Hospital, Scott & White, and Texas A&M Health Science Center. And Session 3 is Dr. Jim Gaines, research economist at Texas A&M Real Estate Center.
Geldard says the keynote speaker will be Dr. Tom Kowalski, the president of Texas Healthcare Bioscience Institute in Austin. For details, go to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 55 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications in Business. For your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
We've experienced some heavy rainfall over the last 40 hours, more rain than we've seen in an awfully long time. High pressure now builds our way. We'll see developing sunshine. Temperatures today near 65. Tonight, clear 45 to 50. It'll be partly sunny during the day tomorrow near 70. Clouding up tomorrow night, the chance of a shower, lows around 60. Scattered showers possible Saturday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball team started their SEC action last night. Find out how they did. Nine standouts from all over the place coming to Aggieland mid-season or mid-semester to find out who we're picking up. You can listen here in just a little bit. And news from the NBA all around the turn here coming up at 6:50.
The NBA, we're not talking about the NHL? Did I don't know. Did they?
We did that yesterday.
Oh,
they,
okay.
The owners ratified. The players will ratify.
They? Oh,
they may start. Yeah. It looks like they're going to head to the ice. It looks like they'll start like mini camps this weekend.
Really?
With the first game to start on the 19th.
Do I need to bust out Wayne Gretzky's chili recipe in honor of this momentous occasion?
I'm so put out with him right now, I don't care.
And again, it's a sport I really enjoy.
Me too.
I really, really enjoy it. But
there's nothing like live hockey.
Yeah. Well, and that's true. It just doesn't get captured on television, and I can't imagine radio, but still, it is. It's a great sport, and why those people are idiots is beyond me, but, you know, that's the way it goes. All right, so spurred by the mass shootings in Connecticut, maybe, I'm not sure, a councilman from Spring City, Utah, has drafted a proposal recommending that each of the town's 956 residents get their own handguns.
Everybody?
Yeah, everybody.
Awesome.
Well, it'd be easy for the newspaper that way, right?
Sure.
They want to go ahead and
we'll
put everybody's,
print everybody's address.
That's it. And, you know, maybe even what they're packing. The proposal initially made gun ownership a requirement, but there was some pushback, including the county sheriff, who said, let's rework the language a little bit. Can you see that? The officer pulls you over. I'd like to see your driver's license, registration, and gun. You know.
Sometimes, is there a gun in the vehicle?
Yeah.
You would be asked, is there not a gun in the vehicle?
Where's your gun? The revised ordinance expected to pass next month's council meeting. That will trigger a public hearing. Separate proposal to fund concealed weapon training for local teachers has already been approved by the city council. All right, there you go. Maybe the last bastion of gun freedom, and it's in Spring City, Utah. So,
yippee!
Well, you know, those folks in Utah, going all the way back to the Mormons and Deseret and all that kind of stuff, they pretty much didn't want to play by everybody's rules.
They're just trying to protect the Utes.
Yeah, pretty nice.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Always love the Cousin Vinny's. Yeah. All right.
My dad loves that movie.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Did you say Utes?
What's a Ute?
I always like the part where it's just this whole thing about grits.
Yeah.
It's kind of fascinating.
Well, it's, again, Fred Gwynne. What a great one. All right.
Good morning, meeting. Great time today. Amish Furniture for Generations has the perfect entertainment center just for you. Every type of entertainment center to fit your specific needs, from consoles to stereo cabinets, wall units small and large, and complete home theater systems. And if they still don't have what you want, they'll custom build you one, and all at 10% off. Experience Amish Furniture for Generations today at their new location on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center, or give Ken a call at 260-5050.
There you go. 616 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 10th of January. It's 0110. Think about that.
It's a binary.
Yeah, there you go. It's all we need. Well, except for that 13 thing, which gets kind of tough.
Well, yeah.
All right. Anyway, today is Peculiar People Day. We can all celebrate that at one time or another.
Yeah. Today's, we've all been in radio.
Yes, we have. Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
Ugh.
Oh, no, I kind of like bittersweet chocolate.
Oh, it is nice.
It's a little bit tough to find, you know, that they do much with it, but nonetheless. And interesting that it would be the 10th day of January. It doesn't matter a lot to us here in Texas, but if you're in the Northeast or the North, why would you want to celebrate National Cut Your Energy Cost Day?
Gah. No.
You know, if it's 9 degrees outside,
yeah.
You're probably not thinking about that.
I'm not celebrating that.
No, not going to do that.
Yeah, why don't we celebrate that either in the spring or the fall?
Once again, someplace where it would be moderate over most of the country, but nonetheless, there you go. All right, what do we got for him?
Chris Smith. Now, you may not know this one.
I don't know that
one. But Kat and I both will. It's from a group called Crisscross, which was popular.
Oh.
Crisscross applesauce?
Those are people that they wore their clothes backwards.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy, and they were both like 10 when they were hits. Now they're 34.
Okay. And and they're in Branson? I know. No,
they're not quite that caliber.
Is Crisscross not touring anymore, I guess?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think one of them tried to become an actor.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
You got to do what you got to do.
34. Well, good for them. Okay.
Jermaine Clement, one half of the Flight of the Condors, also in Dinner
with Schmucks.
Concords, I'm sorry. Condors. Jennifer Schmucks in Men in Black 3.
Wait, she had a Flight of the Condors reference.
Concords.
Yeah, them too. Okay.
No, for some reason, I've had El Condor Pasa in my head all day, so I wonder.
What? The Simon
like
Garfunkel
subconscious
thing?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Concords, Condors. Yeah. Obviously, it's an easy mistake to make.
There you are.
I don't know. I don't know why that song's in my head, but it is.
What are we celebrating again today, Scott?
Peculiar People
Thank
Day?
Thank you very much.
There you go. It's just different. That's all. Not bad, just different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Brad Roberts, 49 years old, from the Crash Test Dummies.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually the song, Scott.
Okay. Wasn't. Well, there. Had no idea.
I'm not making that up.
Okay.
It was a hit.
Okay.
Evan Handler's 52 in Californication, Sex in the City, and was the imaginary friend on Lost.
I never saw the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, even I've seen Lost, Scott.
No, sorry. Hadn't seen it.
Sean Colvin, who was a singer, 57. Uh-huh. Pat Benatar, trained opera singer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She, if I'm not mistaken, she performed with, like, the Seattle Philharmonic.
Really?
Yeah. She's a full real singer. She's 60 today.
Yeah, that would, I mean, you know, she was an MTV babe. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, she had a lot of videos on MTV.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's 60. George Foreman, the first George Foreman, not one of his kids.
Captain Cheeseburger, the cooker guy.
Yep.
By the way, he doesn't make the grill. They just pay.
Yes.
Okay.
He's 64. He does own the company, though.
Yeah.
I almost got
George.
His autobiography. He just seems like a real interesting guy.
Well, you can still do that. I mean, it's not like I thought you were going to say almost got his autograph, but you know, the autobiography pretty much is out there about any time you'd like to avail yourself to it.
So. Okay,
yeah,
Scott.
Anyway, he's 64. Donald Fagen.
Oh yeah, Steely Dan.
65, Steely Dan, and he did some solo stuff. And if I'm not mistaken, it was on the heavy metal album.
Did he
for the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And Rod Stewart is 68.
Okay. Frank Sinatra Jr., whose biggest claim to fame was he was kidnapped once.
Yep.
69. And, you know, you mentioned Wayne Gretzky, and I guess, are they still married, Janet Jones Gretzky? She was in some gambling
deal.
If
they're not, don't tell me, because I like pretending they have a nice, happy family life.
I think they are.
Okay,
but
yeah.
There was a little rhubarb there for a while.
Well, yeah, she got into some gambling thing or another that had to do with sports, I think.
Yeah.
Anyhow, happy birthday to her. She'd be 52, and if she were still alive, today would be Linda Lovelace's birthday. Her claim to fame, of course, she was born in Bryan.
She was?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Get out of here.
You didn't know that?
No.
Well, there you go. It's 6:20.
I'll be darned.
The This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, we can have an executive order now that bans people from driving automobiles. We'll save at least a life in the next 30 minutes. We can save a lot of lives by banning people from owning steak knives and owning baseball bats and owning hammers and owning tire irons and owning scissors. But people own scissors, they cut themselves, or they use it as a weapon. All can be used as a weapon. And regardless of what the Constitution says, apparently. Now, we've got a president. This is now becoming standard operating procedure. A president increasingly using executive orders, legislating through executive fiat, because he doesn't want to deal with the duly elected Republican opposition in Congress.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
New rules for mortgage bankers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Mortgage lenders will have to follow some new procedures starting a year from now. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will unveil rules to help guarantee that borrowers will be able to repay their home loans. One requirement will be for lenders to make sure anyone getting an adjustable rate mortgage will be able to afford the highest potential monthly payment over the first 5 years of the loan. The rules intended to increase consumer safety without a further tightening of credit standards. 11th hour shoppers may have saved the holiday season for a lot of retailers. ShopperTrack, which monitors customer traffic, says many of us went to the stores at the last minute. The retail tracking firm says sales for the 2012 season were up 2.5% from 2011. Stocks moved higher yesterday, and the market futures are pointing higher ahead of the Thursday session. Shares of Ruby Tuesday could be under some pressure today. The restaurant chain's quarterly profit fell short of forecasts. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding the unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
Hey, good morning. It's 620. Excuse me. There we go. It's 625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Maybe a little bit of fog out there. There was just some light fog as I was coming in this morning, but if you're in a fog-prone area, simply because there's so much moisture out there in the atmosphere, so watch for that. 67 for a high temperature today. Yeah, with the sun shining. And tonight, 48. Tomorrow, ideal, 72 degrees. Same thing on Saturday. There will be a slight chance of some showers. Then we have a little cold front switching in here, and the winds will come out of the north on Saturday night. 46 will be the low, about 51 for a high temperature on Sunday, and Monday we're at 50. Be a 50% chance of showers over the weekend as well, the end of the weekend, starting on Sunday and end of Monday. But again, today 67, and then the next 2 days 72, and we get a chance to dry out just a little bit. Right now, the humidity is 93%, winds are from the southeast at 6. A few clouds out there, but you can see the stars, and it's 56 degrees.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
In stressful situations, we all have the ability to focus on what's important. But interestingly, we don't usually do that. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. When we're faced with a stressful situation, we all have an alarm that goes off in our brain.
That alarm can hijack all the rest of the brain and make each of us essentially operate on survival mode rather than in the thoughtful, mindful way that we would prefer to be most of the time.
Julian Ford, author of the book Hijacked by Your Brain, says in more primitive times, that alarm served a purpose. But today, it's more effective if you can focus your thinking in those situations.
To be very focused in one's thinking is to shift to paying attention to what is actually most important right at this moment. And that's a mental shift which we found is actually not that common for most of us to do. We tend to go through life pretty much on automatic pilot and don't stop and focus on what is it that's most important right at this moment, rather than what am I reacting to based upon what my alarm is telling me.
By regularly focusing your thinking on what's important now and doing that several times every day, it becomes second nature, so you can pull it out in those stressful times when you really need it.
I honestly have never met anyone who could not do this. And this could be a very good New Year's resolution for most of us to learn and cultivate the ability that we have naturally to be mentally focused. And if you don't think you have it, it's probably only because you haven't tried it.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and
showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family. Call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A, our work sells itself.
WTOW News Time is 6:30. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Going into Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk's final term, he decided to look at the philosophies of managing the office. That led Kirk to not reappoint Mike Wilson as chief deputy.
Mike Wilson left the sheriff's office in good standing. It's just that I felt like in my fifth term that I needed to find somebody that was fully on the right page philosophically and in the way we manage our organization. And so I'm currently searching for that person.
Kirk says his search for the right individual will take as long as necessary.
In the case of the chief deputy's position, it's the closest, most trusted position that I have in the organization. I do not intend to post it publicly.
During the interim, Kirk says the department's lieutenants will report directly to him. A crash on FM 60 a mile east of Lyons last Saturday night killed one and injured two others. 16-year-old Christopher Schultz of Caldwell died in a Houston hospital. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Schultz was driving a car that collided with a pickup.
We had two vehicles traveling towards each other, opposite directions, meeting somewhat in a slight curve, and it looked like vehicle one driven by Christopher Schultz went off the edge of the roadway. It appears that he overcompensated and lost control and went into the path of Unit 2.
Morgan says non-serious injuries were sustained by the driver and one passenger in the truck. Stranded motorists in Bryan who don't ask for a specific wrecker will continue to be served by 32 services owned by 16 companies, some who have been in trouble with city and state officials.
Police Chief Eric Buskey had asked the council this week to consider a contract with one company to take calls when vehicle owners don't have a preference.
Well, we hope our outcome is, if we're successful getting a single company bid, we think it'll provide more consistent professional customer service for our citizens. We think it'll lower costs for the community. We think it'll be more effective use of our staff's time. And we think there'll be fewer sanctions.
Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton saw a similarity to the city issuing contracts for other outside services.
We take proposals and we make a determination based on the information we get back who would be the best to serve our city.
But Councilman Richard Cortez did not want to put the other wrecker companies out of business.
They're out of business. They're out of work. Well, they live here. They've been here all their lives. They got families here. They pay taxes. And
in the end, Buskey withdrew his request. The police department inspects all 32 wrecker services, along with 13 vehicle storage yards. Buskey says during the last 3 years, state regulators issued 8 sanctions, along with multiple actions taken by police. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With recent gun violence in focus across America, there's been curiosity over whether President Barack Obama could make an executive order concerning gun control measures. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the president does not have the authority to do that through executive orders, but there's still a dilemma.
So I would hope that we would be able, either through the appropriations bills or by overruling the executive order via legislation, to be able to stop him from doing that. The problem is, with Harry Reid in the president's pocket, you can't get legislation through the Senate. So if the president puts it in an executive order, no matter how hard we work in the House, it's going to be hard to overturn that, even if it's outside the Constitution.
Due to the president's lack of involvement when it comes to visiting the House and Senate, Flores says he feels that the president looks on the executive branch as a monarchy, with Congress as an inconvenience that he has to deal with. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce is offering its annual Economic Outlook Conference this month, and Julie Geldard says that the topics covered by the keynote speaker and 3 panels are particularly timely.
Especially with everything going on with healthcare and the election and all that, it's definitely, I think, something that everybody would get something out of. The cost for chamber members is $75. For non-chamber members, it's $90. And you can purchase a table of 8 for $650.
Geldard says the conference will be on
Wednesday, January 23rd at the College Station Hilton with registration at 7:30 and the conference itself from 8 to 2. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the registration form. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Wet weather will continue to head east. The heavy rainfall now starting to fall across Louisiana and parts of Mississippi. For us, we're going to see improving weather. Sunshine will gradually develop. Highs today near 65. Clear tonight, 45 to 50. It's partly sunny, close to 70 tomorrow. Chance of showers tomorrow night. Lows will be around 60. Scattered showers will be with us on Saturday. Highs on Saturday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I looked at Courtney and said, bro, we like about to blow them out.
Which you don't hear normally with an A&M basketball game.
But haven't lately.
No. And we'll share more of that with you as A&M started SEC play. We have 9 standout football players who are headed to A&M in the mid-semester, so we'll get to that for you as well. And more updates on sports for you in about 12 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so I made a mistake. It was the wrong Linda.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a relief.
Yeah, I guess. Linda Ellerbe was born here. I had to go back and look.
Well, I don't know who that is.
No.
The other one I looked up in Wikipedia after I saw a reference to her on baseball, and I immediately regretted it.
You're going to have to tell HR what you did.
Yeah.
What?
Why is this on your computer?
Yeah.
No.
Linda Ellerbe was a reporter for NBC for a long time and did some children's shows and still does some children's
stuff. Oh, well, happy birthday, Linda Ellerbe.
No.
She's just from here.
No, she's just from here. Yeah.
Well, then why'd you bring her up? I thought the point was that it was her birthday.
No, the point, I said Linda Lovelace, and I said that made a mistake. That was the wrong Linda that was born here.
Okay, I get it.
There we go.
I get it.
We're just, sweeping up for the droppings from
picking up what you're... It's okay. I've already screwed up stuff today.
Oh, well. Oh, excuse me. If I was going to sign off when I screwed up, I wouldn't be here. That's for sure. So, we plan to talk to John Rainey about 8:15 this morning as the Texas legislature has gotten started. The Governor Goodhair, Jumpshot Dewhurst, the Lieutenant Governor, and I haven't come up with a name for Speaker Strauss yet, but I'm sure we'll be able to.
I can study him. I'm good at making up nicknames.
Okay. Well, Gavel Wielder is good enough for now. He got that big old hammer. He had that
yes,
thing.
Sir.
Man, that's a big son of a gun right there. I don't know how much that weighs, but anyway. So, firing back at criticism of Republicans for... Remember those cuts that they made in the public school funding?
Yes.
In the legislature?
They were not happy about that.
Yeah, I think you could talk to a whole bunch of people not happy about that. The governor defended the state's spending on education Wednesday and referred to phenomenal growth over the past decade. Now, the growth may be fine, but the budget is certainly not phenomenal. And the comments did nothing to calm down the criticism. Wendy Davis, who is a Democrat senator from Fort Worth, accused the governor of fuzzy math. All right.
Hey, I've heard that for a while.
Yeah, let's bring fuzzy math back. Education advocacy groups and Democrat lawmakers have assailed the Republican-led legislature for cutting more than $5 billion from education during the 2011 session when the state faced the budget shortfall left by the recession. Of course, now again, we've got more money than we thought,
unless you talk to the elected officials and say, you know, that doesn't go very far. $101 billion doesn't go very far. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is.
That's the way that they're thinking. During,
I'd like to find out.
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah, just give me a shot. The governor said that school funding grew at three times the rate of employment, rather enrollment growth from 2002 to 2012. During that period, the governor says funding increased 70%, while school enrollment grew by 23%. So I think under any scenario over the last decade, Mr. Perry said, funding the schools has been pretty phenomenal. Once again, pretty phenomenal. I don't think there's some people who agree with
no.
that. Now, for their part, I guess during the same news conference, Jump Shot said yesterday that senators are considering a cut in the state's business tax or increases in homestead exemptions, which would reduce property taxes for homeowners. Again, they haven't gotten the tax for businesses right yet. They've been working on this thing for 10 years. I mean, all they could talk about is the people who creep through and don't have to pay any taxes who own businesses. Well, now we're going to fix this. Well, hell, they haven't fixed anything.
No.
Now, you want a positive climate for business in Texas. That's for sure, because that's a really good thing. But to tie back into what the governor had said, and by the way, he had a perfect dimple in his tie yesterday. Just saying.
What's a dimple in your tie?
It's the way you tie the tie. So there's
the way
a little...
you tie the tie that there's a dimple right under the knot.
Okay. I've never heard that before.
Well, of course, you don't have to wear a tie very often.
Well,
so that's
I know
true.
About bow ties, how yeah, every good bow tie has character, but I just, no. I mean, I've tied a necktie.
Well, if you tie that necktie, it's supposed to have a little dimple right there in the middle if you do
really?
Your job right. Yeah.
I need to get back to practicing.
Why, are you going to start wearing one then?
No, I mean, I don't know how to tie it on myself. When I was a kid, I thought, if I ever get married, I'll tie my husband's tie. So I tied it on a doorknob. So that's how I learned to tie a tie. I can tie it on someone else, but not on myself.
Annie Hall?
Who's that?
Yeah.
But anyway, I had no idea it needed a dimple.
Okay, yeah. Annie Hall, Woody Allen movie, you probably need to see it.
Well, I don't know. Woody Allen's kind of a whiner.
So it's a long list of movies you probably need to see, but that's a pretty good one. Anyway, so he says that they're gonna fix that. By golly, they're gonna fix that business tax.
Uh huh.
I don't believe him. I mean,
no.
I'm just sorry to say, don't believe him. I hate to be a skeptic about that. Okay, so now turning to national politics, folks heading to the internet to do a little research on Chuck Hagel, who is the president's nominee for defense secretary. If you type in ChuckHagel.com, oops, it'd be a site that is very critical of his nomination. Bill Kristol and the folks at the Weekly Standard, apparently.
They bought it first.
They did. They grabbed the website. Oh, man.
Oh, I love it. They squatted him.
And once again, I mean, Chuck Hagel may be able to go to court and get it back, but by then the damage may be done.
Oh, sure.
We'll see. And it appears that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is adding some fuel to those rumors that she might run for president in 2016. Did a little Q&A yesterday with reporters, and she was asked if she was retiring when she steps down from her present job. Her answer, quote, "I don't know if that's a word I would use, but certainly stepping off the very fast track for a little while." Well, old Hillster there.
Interestinger and interestinger.
But, you know, she got to do something about her hair. My goodness, that woman's hair has been looking terrible. But, you know, she's been traveling all over the world.
She needs to talk to K-Baby.
Yeah, she does.
K-Baby's got great hair.
She does. She has for a, yep, she does. She has, but, you know, again, K didn't travel nearly as much.
True.
If you got to be in all those different time zones, that may make it tough for your hair to look good.
K's got a baby youngin.
Yeah, well, yeah, she does. Got a couple, I think. Hello.
Don't you think if Hillary runs for president, this whole blood clot thing in her head is going to become an issue?
Yeah, now that's an interesting point there, you know, that really is. Because, obviously, if she was elected, made a stupid decision, people would say, ah, blood clot did it. Yeah, it could. I don't know. We'll see how that works out. I don't know if he should be there or not, but congratulations to Bill Clinton. He has been named Father of the Year for 2013 by the National Father's Day Council.
Okay, that's rather apocalyptic. Okay. That's got to be one of the signs.
Who paid them and how much?
Entertainment Tonight, of course, I watch them every night. Of course, I can't miss it. Reports his work for the William J. Clinton Foundation has brought together global leaders to devise and implement innovative solutions to some of the world's most pressing issues. He's also given kudos for assisting in Haiti after a series of devastating natural disasters. Of course, he's been married to Hillary for 32 years.
Sort of.
As a daughter. Yeah, well, they didn't say he was husband of the year, did they?
No, nope, that's true.
Father of the year for 2013. We'll see how all that works out. David Gregory may still be in a little bit of hot water. Remember, he's the guy on Meet the Press and had that high-capacity ammunition clip that he was just kind of showing folks there back on December the 23rd.
That he wasn't allowed to have.
That's exactly right, because it is against the law. For their part, the Washington Post reports that D.C. police have finished their investigation, and they have forwarded the information on to the district attorney of D.C. It's a misdemeanor, punishable just to possess it. It's a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. For their part, the NRA says that David Gregory should not be prosecuted for that. And again, it was for show, but it is against the law. Hello.
You know, you followed disaster relief immediately with Hillary Clinton's name.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Well called, sir.
Yeah, very
well
nice.
Done.
I like that, without a doubt. Okay, so now, and we'll talk about it next hour because things are ramping up with the whole gun control thing. But what's kind of interesting is that, and we talked about yesterday with Bill Flores, that there may be some executive orders that come out of the White House if they can't get something passed. But the story that is fascinating is that apparently when the president signed his health care legislation,
okay.
The health care legislation.
Obamacare.
Yeah. It contained a provision. The provision, CNN described as a gift, was entitled Protection of Second Amendment Rights. Again, in the health care legislation, it states that the government and health insurers were prohibited from collecting any information relating to the lawful ownership or possession of guns or firearms or ammunition. That was in the health care provision.
So then how would they do a background check?
I don't know. Now,
that's weird.
The clause here's what's happened. The clause was inserted into Obamacare at the request of the one and only Harry Reid. Harry Reid did this. At the time, Harry was in a tough battle for reelection. And by slipping this gun measure into the Obamacare bill, he won the support of the NRA. And amazingly enough, just days after the Obamacare was signed into law, Harry Reid made a very public appearance with a guy named Wayne LaPierre.
Yeah.
Who is like the dude of the NRA.
Yeah, he's the driver.
They had the opening of a brand new gun range in Nevada, and there was Harry up there smiling and slapping backs and, you know, shaking hands.
No kidding.
So that's the thing that's interesting about that is that way that's where politics meets the road. That's where the rubber meets the road in politics, okay? Hey, man, this is what I'll do for you, but you got to do this for me. I need you to show up at this gun range with me, and I want you to endorse me so I can get reelected as senator in Nevada. And turn for that, I'll put something that's friendly toward you in the Obama health care plan. Yeah. We just need to sit down, shut up, and pay our taxes, right? If they need anything out of us, they'll ask.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand-new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results.
results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The newcomer to Texas gardening said, "What do I do with my plants in an average Texas winter?" And the grizzled old veteran Texas gardener replied, "I'll let you know when I see one." Yes, our winters are very unpredictable. We do have warm spells, though, during most Texas winters. And what do you do during those warm spells? That's what we'll talk about right after this message. You still have time to get your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with more than 10,000 words. The words will tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, our 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of all of it written just for the great state of Texas, and all of it for only $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar. Call today while we still have calendars available. The supply is extremely limited. $38.95, the calendar, all of its information, and the full year new or renewal to our magazine. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. First and foremost, when you get a warm spell in the wintertime, do everything you can to hold back the new growth of the plants that shouldn't be growing. And that means you should wait to do any major pruning until February. Pruning stimulates regrowth, and you certainly don't want that happening when it's warm outside in January. That's especially a factor with evergreen plants like gardenias, oleanders, and Asian jasmine, but it's also a factor with semi-evergreen plants like roses. Wait until a date that's closer to the growing season to prune those plants. Of course, you have to be very careful not to wait too long. If you wait too long to prune your fruit trees or your rose bushes, you're in bigger trouble. Concentrate at this time of year on plants that are deciduous and dormant, like summer flowering shrubs and vines and shade and fruit trees. You can go ahead and start the fruit tree pruning now, but pruning those won't promote rapid regrowth if they're completely dormant, and most are. Many folks have new homes with bare ground during the winter. The bad news is that even though you have warm spells in the winter, there still is no grass that you can plant now. Now, some contractors will go ahead and plant Bermuda sod, and depending on where you are in Texas, it probably will make it through the winter. You just have to make sure you keep it moist, and you want to make sure that it's moist if it's going to get extraordinarily cold down into single digits. For example, that does happen in Texas, of course. You need to wait until mid-April or so to establish permanent turf if you want to be absolutely sure. Spring flowering bulbs are sprouting up all over Texas. Some of the early types are coming into bud and flower in South Texas. What can we do to slow them down? Well, relax, because in reality, there's almost nothing you can do. Don't be too concerned. Most bulbs will survive frost and even freezes without damage, especially if the buds are still green and tight. Mulch over their foliage if it turns really cold, but be careful that you don't bend or break the stems from the weight of the bark or the shredded tree leaves. If you have plants in bloom and you get a late freeze, you might want to get frost cloth and rig up some kind of an apparatus so that the frost cloth will not make contact, even with rain or snow, will not make contact with the flowers. Keep it away from them so it doesn't weight down, and you can get them through. They'll be fine. Take advantage of the mild days that occur and apply dormant oil, horticultural oil spray, to scale-prone trees and shrubs. That's a very critical thing, and timing is of the essence. I'm Neil Sperry, the perils and the pitfalls of crepe myrtle pruning in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:53. A&M opened up their SEC schedule with an old Southwest Conference foe in Arkansas and did it in grand style. Here's Coach Kennedy following the game.
Really proud of our guys for competing and getting better in the two areas we needed to get better in, especially in this game. We took care of the ball with only had 10 turnovers, and to out-rebound them 51-27 with 19 offensive rebounds is a big key to us winning the game. And I thought our defense on Young and Marshawn Powell was as good as it needed to be to get us to win.
Courtney Robertson had 13 points and 12 rebounds for his first double-double of his career. as A&M defeated Arkansas 69-51 last night. Fabian Harris had 17 points to lead the Aggies, who were 11-3 and 1-0 now in SEC play, who took control very early with a 15-0 run, and it became it lasted through the end of the half. It was the first SEC game for A&M and its first conference game against the Razorbacks since 1991, when both schools belonged to the now-defunct Southwest Conference. After the game, Harris was asked if he was surprised at how fast the team got a jump start.
Actually, I was surprised. I looked at Courtney and said, bro, we like about to blow them out. And he just started laughing and said, just keep playing. And that's what I started doing.
What point was that?
It was like when I looked up, we was up by like 18 points. I'm like, hey, I think we're going to beat them by 30 if we keep playing like this.
Aggs play in Kentucky this Saturday, tip off at 3 o'clock with all the action live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The 20th-ranked Texas A&M women's team traveled to Lexington, Kentucky, and they'll try and improve on their record this afternoon. They're 12-4, 2-0 so far in SEC as they face off with their fifth top-10 opponent of the season. The Aggies will take on the number 6 Wildcats, who are 14-1, at 5 o'clock today, and that action is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. And a side note, if you want to see something interesting on our Facebook page, there's a video of Coach Blair making a half-court bucket. It's not edited. It's pretty fun, and it's at the Kentucky court. 9 standout football players have signed financial aid agreements with Texas A&M and will begin classes at the university this semester. Kevin Sumlin announced the group will be eligible to participate in spring drills. Among the class of mid-year Aggies coming in from junior college ranks were tight end Cameron Clear from Arizona Western, linebacker Kenny Flowers from Hutchinson Community College in Kansas, linebacker Tommy Sanders from Butler Community College, also in Kansas, and offensive lineman Jeremiah Stuckey of the College of San Francisco. Graduating early from high school were linebackers Reggie Chivas from Houston Sharpstown, defensive end Jordan Points from Rockwell, Texas, defensive back Alex Selzer from Orange, Texas, and Brett Wade from Kendale, Texas. For the first time since 1996, no players were elected to the Hall of Fame by Baseball Writers Association. A player needs at least 75% of the vote to be elected. Craig Biggio was the closest, getting 68% of the votes. Steroid-tainted stars like Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Sammy Sosa were denied entry into the Hall of Fame. Voters were failing to elect any candidates for only the second time in 4 decades. This means the induction ceremony will take place in July, with 3 men who are deceased being admitted. Yankees owner Jacob Rupert, umpire Hank O'Day, and barehanded catcher Deacon White. Now, here's Jeff Idelson, the president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
I think we have to remember that with Hall of Fame balloting, a snapshot in time is not one ballot, but 15, the most times a player can appear on the ballot. And for some of the people on this ballot, the journey is just beginning. As in the entire history of Hall of Fame voting, 21% of 208 players in Cooperstown were elected on the first ballot, 79% earning election in subsequent years.
Moving on now to the NBA, Tony Parker scored 24 points, and the San Antonio Spurs handed the slumping Los Angeles Lakers their fifth straight loss with a 108-105 victory Wednesday night. Manu Ginobili added 19 for San Antonio, which has won 11 straight home games. Roger Mason scored 15 of his 17 in the fourth quarter to rally New Orleans past the Rockets, 88-79. Chris Paul had 19 points and 16 assists, and the Clippers held on to beat the Dallas Mavericks 99-93 Wednesday night, extending their franchise record home winning streak to 13 games. And finally, a minor league player in Houston Astros organization has been suspended 50 games after a second violation for drug abuse. First baseman Jonathan Singleton was penalized Wednesday by the commissioner's office. He was the first player banned this year under the minor league drug program. That's been a look at your sports. Brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, get ready to say wow when you find out what Suddenlink has for you, because there is plenty. How about Suddenlink's fastest, most reliable connection for the Internet, as low as $30 a month when you bundle? Connect everybody's new device to the Internet wirelessly at the same time. There's 24/7 tech support as well. Plus, there's Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package, where you get free HD and tons of great programming. TiVo from Suddenlink allows you to record up to 4 programs at once. TiVo Stream is now available, and it's only from Suddenlink. You can take your TV even further with the TiVo Stream. Stream shows to your iPad or iPhone while on your home network. wirelessly transfer recorded content to your iPad, your iPod, or your iPhone, and take the shows with you, TiVo Stream from Suddenlink will change how and where you watch television. And, of course,